Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for the GizWiz is brought to you by CashFly at CACHEFLY.com.
It's time for the GizWiz with Mads Maddest writer Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 1432, recorded September 3rd, 2013. A distinctively harmless smell. The GizWiz is brought to you by Ting.com. Ting is a mobile phone service that makes sense. You'll save money with Ting, pay only for what you use, and Ting doesn't require a contract. Plus, you can have unlimited devices on a single pooled plan. To save $25 on your first Ting device, visit gizwiz.ting.com.
And now, get ready for Dick!
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm sure you've tuned in for a wonderful, wonderful evening at the Pops. We're going to hear Franz Schubert's Liszt Symphony in A Major, but before we do, a little jingle.
It's the same dumb show with Dickie D and Leo LaPorte on Twit TV. It's time for the GizWiz because gadgets are his business. They've got a gizmo sickness, geek disease, under pathology, rows and rows of USBs, growing, glowing LEDs. Get ready for the GizWiz now.
Thrill cam, please!
Oh! Wow!
Oh my God, I'm going to black out.
Oh. It goes further and...
What is that?
It went right up into the bunny's crotch. Is that? It's a monkey crotch. It's a monkey. It's a minky. Hello, Mr. Minky. How are you today? So my question about the minky is, they moved the minky forward. That's why it did so well. The minky is closer. Anyway, that's cheating. That's thrill cam cheating. You're moving the finish line closer. Does not improve performance.
Yeah, but it looks better.
It does. How are you, Dickie D?
I'm good, sir. And you?
I am very well. Wait a minute. And Jeff Needles leaves, and all of a sudden, nobody puts your sign up.
Let me hang it from
your mustache there. When they say the same dumb show, they mean the same mute show. No, let's put it a little lower here. There we go. We'll cover up the Toshiba. We don't want anybody to know that's a Toshiba.
There you go.
That TV, I don't know, but it takes a lot of guff. Yeah, it takes a licking and it keeps on ticking.
Yeah,
so does Dick. Right. He's the John Cameron Swayze of podcasting.
Yeah, I am.
So Labor Day in New York City, is that the no more white shoes?
That's it. All gone.
Gone.
No more white underwear?
No more. Well, that's been gone for a while. Is there a parade? Is there any acknowledgement of the passing of summer in New York City?
No, the only fun thing was last weekend we had snow in Riverside Park.
No. Yes. See, that doesn't seem possible. August?
In August.
Was it man-made?
Oh, you little devil, Yuri. That's pretty good.
Yeah, climate change, it was man-made.
Yes. No, it's very fun. Once a year, Petco has Winter for Dogs in Riverside Park.
Oh, that's cute.
And they bring in 20 tons of snow, and your dogs can romp in the snow. The funniest thing, Leo, is when it's over, is they bring in a big truck, and in 80-degree weather, men shovel the snow into the truck. And as fast as it goes into the truck, it rolls out the back of the truck as water.
Yeah, why even bother doing that? Why collect it? Just let it melt.
I'm sure it's like some kind of a liability.
Good to see you.
Right. It's probably a liability thing.
We can't leave it lying around.
You can't leave snow in 80-degree weather. Who knows what people will do with it?
Crazy things.
Yeah, crazy.
So, and they truck it in. They don't use a snow machine. They could do like just make it, but they don't. They actually bring it in a truck from where? The Adirondacks? Where do they get this snow?
I don't know where they got it, but I know when I got
Finland?
Up that morning, Ma, there were no ice cubes in my refrigerator. I think everybody just shifted.
Every snow cone man in New York City gets together and they crank a snow cone machine and make it a shave ice. You put it into the truck. You AMD the truck out of Riverside Park. You let it melt. Let the dogs go bark, bark, bark. Wait a minute. Dogs don't like snow.
They love snow.
What?
But you gave Leo a great idea. Next year, I'm going to get a gallon of syrup, and after the dogs are done, I will have the Guinness World Record for the world's largest snow cone.
If you bring enough dogs, you could have a lemon-flavored snow cone easily.
Yeah, but get the flavoring.
Really? So did you bring Fairway out to see
I put Fairway down, but you know, like everything in New York City, it's such a big hit. There was a line. You had to fill out a release form. So I said, Fairway.
Wait a minute. If your dog should stick to the sidewalk or freeze in any way.
Or you fall because you had to go in with your dog.
Oh, you could fall. I get it.
Exactly.
Wait a minute, these are New Yorkers. They're used to snow. It would be different in California.
Yeah, that's true.
The white stuff on the ground is cold as ice and very slippery. Be careful, you could slide.
Exactly.
So, I don't think Ozzy would like snow because he'd sink into it and he'd disappear.
But when snow comes down, Fairway loves to run and jump and catch flakes and stuff.
So, oh, he does, really?
Yeah, you know, I mean, you wouldn't put Ozzy in a 10-foot drift.
I wonder if Ozzy would like snow. He's never seen snow. He has no idea. He's a Californian dog.
Oh, okay. Well,
I wonder if he would like it.
Let's ask him.
Hey, Ozzy, would you like some snow?
Hey?
Would you like some beef? How about some beef-flavored snow?
Still trying to audition for that voiceover career.
So this show, in case you're just tuning in, is really all about gadgets.
It is about gadgets.
Yes.
And I have a gadget. Oh!
What is that? Is that Ozzy?
Hey. Trouble at the mill?
Ozzy.
I'll be right back! Well, that was close. Timmy was stuck, and we had to get him out of the mill.
Wow.
Yeah, that was quick,
though. Turning basin.
Yeah. I do, you know, with Ozzy, because I don't think he understands English. I don't think he even knows when I say his name. He goes, what? Who? But I'm trying to train him because every time I put the leash on, he runs away. I say, Ozzy, let's go for a walk. He runs away. Like, Ozzy, I know you're going to enjoy this. Please, let me take you for a walk.
No, I don't know what that is, that thing you're going to put on me. I don't know.
So I'm starting to do that thing. Remember the British dog trainer who said, well, you got to teach the dog walkies. So I said, do you know that one? Walkies.
Yeah.
So I, every time now that I'm going to put the leash on him, I say, walkies, and he goes.
Yeah, half the studio, I would think, would run out the door.
Come here, Ozzy. Come here. Come to Papa. Come to Papa, Ozzy. Come to your daddy. Oh, would you? Now, let me ask you. Let me ask you this.
Yes.
Would you like snow? He says, yes. Yes, he would like snow.
Yeah.
You know, he's so funny. He's so relaxed when he's on camera. It's as if he doesn't even know that millions of people are watching him.
And he's a ventriloquist.
Yes.
Oh, he doesn't need to move his lips. It's all in his throat.
It's great.
He goes, I don't know what you're up to now, but I just can't wait to dinner time.
So what is this show is not about dogs or snow. It's about gadgets.
It's about gadgets. And our first gadget is something interesting. We did some crap as seen on TV.
Yes.
But now I found something.
By the way, I finally saw that earwax sucker on TV. They literally advertise.
Did you send for one? What do you think? I make this stuff up?
I thought you were making it up. They are selling it.
No.
And they show it, they put a drop of water on the desk and they show it sucks that right up as if that's anything like earwax.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So what do you got this time?
Something fun from Amazon, and I have it here on a little video, which we'll see right now.
Sorry. Dickie Bartolo, Mads Menestroida, and the Gizwiz with another one-take theater here on Twit. Taking my temperature, which is, 96.9.
Oh my God, this man
is
dead.
Okay. But my humidity, is 105.
Dick, you have stink.
And my wind is 6 knots. I have to get my wind checked. You may have noticed something on my forehead, a little dot right over there.
What is that? Yeah.
No, okay. Actually, these guys on my forehead are temperature pals.
Oh.
So this is a way for parents to monitor a kid's temperature.
Oh, sure. The kid's
just
going to sit there with a sticker on his head.
Without having to use an actual thermometer, which kids may not want. So what you do is
he's
you stick it on the forehead, and a little number will sort of appear to show the temperature. Now,
that's
I put
cool.
the pig on. Which is the pig? Is that the pig? No, this
that's
is the
frog.
Pig.
There's
okay.
the pig.
So I put the pig on. The pig
Careful
showed
which
nothing
finger
for some
you
reason.
Use, Dick. That's...
The frog,
yeah.
I don't know if he's still sort of
that's not, they're not showing nothing.
Dennis is nodding no. It's a little hard to see in this light anyway. But a little N will sort of glow. That is normal temperature. And then there are other temperatures. It's not like a thermometer, in as much as, I'll show you on this, it's probably easier. So it shows 99, 101, 103, 105. And if two of these sort of glow, it's in between. So if 99 and 101 glow, the temperature is 100. They can stay on the forehead for up to 48 hours. So even if the child is sleeping, you could monitor their okay. temperature. And then this little guide that tells you it can also go on the child's chest, assuming the child doesn't have hair. But at 12 months, probably not, especially the women, the little girls. They are in a package. You get three.
He's having a good time.
I can tell, Dick. You have extensive experience with children.
Oh. Whoa, this is a different assortment. This is the crocodile, the horse, and the lion. Your kid needs a little bit of imagination also. But that's Temperature Pals for 12 months and up. Over on Amazon, they are 1 penny. Yes, one
what?
Penny for three of them.
What?
Plus $4.99 oh. shipping. And, you know, I've tried this before where you order 2 1-penny items, and, yes, they do add $4.99 and $4.99.
Yeah.
So you're actually never going to get these for a penny. But a pack will be about $5. That's it, Temperature Pals. And this is Dick DiBartolo, Mads Maddest writer, and the Gizwiz with another One Take Theater here on Twit. I'm not leaving these on for 48 hours. And
good luck getting them off.
They don't come off.
Anyway, Temperature Pal.
Let me ask. Look, there's one of us here who actually has children of a young persuasion.
Okay,
Jason Howell.
Young persuasion.
Yes.
Oh, that's right. Let's ask Jason.
Would Molly? Would she wear those?
One of them. You only need one.
I don't know if Molly would, but Lucy.
Who's Molly? We don't know. I'm thinking Molly would. Would Molly would wear one of those?
Oh, well, okay. I can tell you she probably would.
Would Lucy wear one of those?
You know, honestly, when I think about it, she might.
She might think it's cool.
For a while.
Lucy,
she really likes putting stickers
like crap,
on things.
But wouldn't you like to wear a sticker for 48 hours?
Yeah, I don't know about 48 hours, though.
Because
even a Band-Aid, you put a Band-Aid on and she's super stoked to get the Band-Aid on. And then about, you know, 20 minutes later, she pulls it right off. So
might work with Ozzy, though.
Yeah.
You have to shave a little patch on him. It just seems like it's your. Might work, and the kid might love it, but it seems like you're taking a chance. The kid's gonna, rip it off.
Yeah, but the thing is, do kids really like regular thermometers? Isn't that what this problem is about?
Yeah, you know, you get the instant read thermometers. It doesn't matter. You just go, and it's over, right? I mean, what do you do when Molly Wood gets sick? What do you do when Lucy gets
and,
sick?
And what is Molly Wood doing in your house all these times?
Not sure I understand where this conversation is going.
No, I'm sorry. I meant Lucy and I said Molly. I knew it ended with a Y. When Lucy, when you take her temperature, you don't put a thermometer under her tongue and have to wait 3 minutes anymore. That's old school.
No, actually, the way we do it is under the arm, like in the armpit.
Oh, you still use a mercury thermometer?
Still use a thermometer in the armpit.
When you go to the hospital, they do the infrared reading in your ear. It's instant.
Yeah, and you can get those, too, I think.
Yeah. What's this here? Does this do the same thing? What is this? This is a temperature reader? It's the Thermohawk. Let's see. I put it in my ear. Ah! And, I'm 97.5. That was instant. Okay? That's cool.
Oh, okay. Okay.
91 on my tongue.
Wow.
Wow, that's very quick. See, I think the ear, 98.
You know, push
I think
it in the ear is quite accurate. You might get the earwax, too.
It's sucking it right out.
Dang, I want one of those.
Now, why do you have this, John, to measure equipment? 98.5.
It was for screen replacement.
For what?
When we replace the screen on the phone.
When you replace the screen on the phone, you want to... Oh, because you're heating the glue. With the so you have to get it just right. You don't want to overheat it.
Wow.
So this is quite accurate. If you look inside it, it has a little... Now, how much was this?
It was a cheap Woot thing for like...
It was on Woot. But if you go to the drugstore, they sell the little infrared ear readers. They're not very expensive, and they're instant read, which is nice. But you also, I've seen strips that are instant read and stuff. There's a number of ways to do this. But I guess if a kid likes the little sticker,
horsey, yeah.
It's consistently 98.5. I am exactly perfectly right.
Wow!
Yeah, it was $15 to $20 on Woot, says Foxbert.
Okay.
They're cheaper. They're cheaper at the drugstore. They have the little infrared ear measurers.
Okay.
But we can get some stickers for you, Jason, if you'd prefer.
I'll send you some, Jason.
Oh, okay. Hey, why not?
Send me a video and I'll
I can't believe you're still
you.
Using like a mercury thermometer.
Well, it's not actually a mercury thermometer. It is a digital thermometer.
No, it's digital.
But
you,
and honestly, we didn't put much thought into it.
No,
it was just one of those things that we got when we had her. Yeah. It's the one we have hanging around. Yeah. But it takes like a minute. You know, you put it under there and wait for the beep, basically.
Yeah. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, that was gadget number one. Before we go on, let's do gadget number two.
Okay, gadget number two. You're going to help test out. What?
No. That was just a dramatic sigh.
Oh, okay. There we go. I was going to say.
What?
No, that was just me being dramatic.
Oh, okay.
If it's a rectal thermometer, I'm not doing it.
You get
Vaseline.
Let's go right to gadget three then, because you guessed gadget two. No, okay. So I got a call from a PR person about 2 weeks ago, and they said, we have this new blaster where you can shoot these soft, wet pods at each other. I said, you know what? Unfortunately, we just did it a month ago.
We've done it. That's right.
Yes, I know.
Thanks
but she
to Jeff
said, wait
Beatles.
A minute. Do you have one that can shoot around corners?
What?
So that your opponent cannot see you.
That sounds
and
good.
I said, wait a minute. I said, don't send a pair to me. Send a pair to Jason Howell at Twit. And Jason tells me they are there. So, Jason, can we bring out Explodes X3 Sneak Attack Blaster?
Wow. Before we do, I'm going to put on these.
Safety goggles. Excellent.
Okay.
Wow.
So the sneak. Oh, there we are.
Exploders with a Z.
All right.
So these apparently, these will shoot around corners, huh?
Around corners. There's a little mirror. So
ooh.
That
looks suitable for Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Whoa.
Now, is this all ready to go, or do I have to do anything to load this up? What is this thing? Oh, it comes with a mirror. I was wondering, because how would you know what was around the corner?
Exactly.
Yeah, where does that go? On here?
Yeah, it should be right... Near
there's
the...
more stuff in the box.
Oh, there's more
instructions.
Stuff in...
okay. Never read
okay.
those.
Yeah. Okay. No, I think Burke probably set it up.
Oh. Ooh, this is the water. No, we haven't done it yet. So this is the water reservoir.
Right.
Does this and shoot pellets or water?
Oh, no, shoot pellets.
Ooh.
I think they said that there was one already set up.
These are like little grape shot. Those are wet. All right, here we go. So we have a graduated cylinder with exactly, let me just tell you, 500.3 milliliters of H2O. Do I jump the bag in there, or what do I do? What do I do? Maybe I put that in here?
Yes, the bag goes in there, and then you fill that.
Okay, I've opened the bag, so. Do I put these in first?
Yes, and then fill it with the water. We have one of these set to go, right?
No. No, we do have one to set to go. Okay.
Yeah.
It takes 4 hours, so we would really want to do this 4 hours ago. Fortunately, we did.
But it has been done, yeah. There you go.
That's only an hour. So what happens is these little tiny gel pellets absorb liquid, but this has only been an hour's worth. We only got this an hour ago.
Oh, okay.
So we don't know what's going to happen. Well, I don't know. I'm willing to try it. Or, wait a minute. Where'd these come from?
It ships. So I thought this was actually pretty brilliant. At one point, we didn't think we were going to be able to do this because I didn't get an email that Dick had sent yesterday about soaking it because Labor Day. Turns out they actually ship with one cartridge that's
just
pre-soaked.
Just kids,
because
you know
everybody's
going
to get it and want to use it immediately.
Right. All right.
Perfect.
So I've put that on here.
Right.
You know what's strange? There's no actual trigger.
No, you pull back on the back of the gun.
And as soon as you let go,
it'll go. Pull back on this. Oh, the plunger.
The plunger. And then, Leo, on the side, you can set it for one to shoot one, two, or three of the little pods.
Ah, yes. There's a little ammo setting here. All right.
That beaker. I'm just I'm watching that
Myra,
thing.
Get out of the way.
Wow. Yeah. Accuracy is it's not its strong suit.
I'm going to duck behind this monitor.
No, wait a minute. Wait a minute. We got Burke behind a monitor. Where'd you put the mirror, Burke? Where'd you put the mirror?
Burke has kept the two mirrors for himself.
Yeah. There's no... Oh, I see where to put the mirror. All right. All right. Now, I got a mirror, so I can... How do you shoot around a corner?
Oh, okay. So, Burke is
hiding. Oh, my gosh. The whole thing bends in half.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. So, okay, now I can see Burke. Now, this is... I'm talking about the gang that couldn't shoot straight. Wait a minute. Let's shoot. Let's shoot. Can I shoot this way? Oh, I can. I could shoot. Look, Dick, you can't tell, but I'm shooting at you.
Oh, well, okay.
Ooh. Oh. I think I got him.
You got him.
Wow. This Toshiba, I'll tell you, it's tough.
It takes a licking.
Oh, that guy.
Wow, this is really, this is
you
great. I think,
right.
Oh,
that was...
God, I just shot myself. Okay, so...
I got one, too. Wow. That was 3,000. You know, they said 125 feet. This was 3,110.
It took a while to get there, but yeah.
It did. Well, you know, you corrected
this is,
the
This
wind.
Is the perfect that, gun for me.
That's perfect.
Can you aim that way?
Burke's isn't working so well.
Is yours not working?
Barely. About every, like, 4 or 5 shots.
All right, let me get Dick again.
Okay. Oh. Oh.
It's hitting you. I can see it hitting you.
Yeah, you can see the screen.
Okay, so these are... How much are these? This is the...
$34.99 on Amazon.
For one. It comes with... which is nice. It comes with a pre-watered... Cartridges, and then
thankfully,
and then it comes with it doesn't come with a lot of pellets, and these are not reusable. You'd have to, I don't think you can collect them and put them back in.
No, you can't.
So you'd want to get. It comes with two more packets.
You get three rounds of ammo, exactly.
Yeah, and then I don't know how much is in here. Maybe it looks like maybe 100 shots. Oh, it says 500, so it's quite a few. So that's 1,500 rounds.
So what happens to the pellets when they're fired? Do they explode or do they just bounce?
No, they just hit you.
There are little wads of, like, cotton when they hit you, right, Leo?
I don't know. Nobody's hit me yet.
Well, that's
Burke's
just fear.
Burke's been shooting, but he hasn't got even come close.
No, but you know what? He likes his job more than the gun.
Maybe that's so it.
True.
No, I was trying.
Were you trying?
Yes.
Do you take this off? How does this open up? No? You pour them in the top?
Yeah, you pour them in the little hole.
Oh, okay, I see.
Pour out the excess water.
Don't eat them.
Don't eat them.
All right. I'm sure they're food grade sponges.
Almost feels like you're filling the Red Ryder BB gun.
Leo, shoot one on the table so we can see what it
looks
like.
So it looks like, all right, hold on. Let me first add the water. So yeah. pour the water in here and like just like that?
Yep. Yeah.
Do you fill it all the way?
Then you pour out the excess water.
Well, there won't be any excess water. Oh, you mean after you fill it up, yeah. So this, you got to remember to do this 4 hours ahead of time, which is crazy.
Well, you do it, you know, when you're done playing for the day, you get a cartridge ready.
And can you buy more cartridges? I mean, can you buy them
you buy more ammo.
So it is a little, you know what? Have you ever been shot by tapioca? Because that's what it's like. It's
that's what it looks like?
Giant pearl tapioca.
Oh, okay.
And maybe even it is tapioca. Let me shoot the, I'll shoot the ground or the table. Let's see here. So I'm aiming at, what, that mark right there?
Yeah, there you go. All there right. You go.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's,
yeah.
It doesn't shoot pointed down. There we go. But it's bouncing. They're bouncing off. I don't know where they're ending up. I'm going to hear from Sarah Lane. But but there's one.
Oh, okay. All right. So they won't hurt.
Oh, gosh, no.
Yeah, okay.
They're kind of interesting. They're slippery. So, but you can see it's going to take a while for this this is an hour down the road. That's probably almost there. That's an hour. This is an hour down the road, and these we just dropped in.
Right. And then it comes with the one set.
And it comes with this one, right.
Yeah. Okay.
But that's not 500 rounds in there. That's just a handful of rounds.
To get you
started. And I love it that it comes with a little crappy mirror. I mean, it's not a very good mirror.
No,
this one doesn't have anything on it. It's just not a great mirror, but it's okay. And then what the funniest thing is, the gun actually bends
somehow.
So, yeah, it goes 90 degrees right or left.
Isn't that wild? Cool?
There you go.
It's just so amazing.
Yeah.
It's really easy to shoot yourself in the face, basically. Okay. Hey, Mom.
Oh, you got him.
I'm upstairs in my bedroom.
You nailed it. Excellent.
I got him. Wow. That's kind of, you know, this is fun. I can see, you know how boys are. Anything with that's a gun-like.
Yeah.
This is, that's cool.
That's great.
All right.
Okay,
that
explodes,
is
X3 sneak attack.
Yes.
$35 roughly.
You just walk
Amazon
around. You go, Walmart. I'm not aiming at you. I'm not aiming at you. I'm... That'd fool anybody. Certainly fools me. All right, Dick. So that is three gadgets. Am I right?
That's your second gadget.
Really? Okay, yeah. Let's get a third. Golly.
Okay, third is a video of the week.
Yes.
And we don't get many of these, but this is his little note, Dick and Leo. This is my submission to the Gizwiz show. It's my piece of crap. So here it is from Stephen Rabjohn.
Hi, Dick and Leo. This is Steve from Toronto, Canada, and here is my piece of crap. You guys are always talking about the latest and greatest technology with cell phones, but none of them will match up to or down to the CelluClone. Yes, here I have the CelluClone still in the box. Taking it out, you see it's got this nice styrofoam protector to protect your investment. Taking out the device, you have a handset with a glow-in-the-dark keypad, a display screen that shows roam, call, and that's it, a base to attach to the inside of your car with a universal attachment device, aka two-sided tape, a coil cord to realistically connect the handset to the base. It also includes a metal, not plastic, antenna.
Whoa.
To go onto the handset so that you look really cool.
Wow.
When you're talking on the phone. The CelluClone has no roaming charges, no long distance charges, no monthly fees. In fact, it has no internal parts. So there is nothing to pay for. The CelluClone, well, why would I have this and why would I keep it?
Yes.
It was given to me by a very dear friend so I would not want to part with it. Also, if I did and she found out, she would probably hurt me. But that's another story. But that is it. That is the Solyu clone. My piece of crap. I'm Steve from Toronto. Bye for now.
Wow. What's the story? Is that for a...
You know what, Leo? I believe that these were made when phones first came out and you wanted to look like you had one in your car.
Really?
And this was just
a
way...
That's so pathetic. Isn't it, though, really?
Well, no, you look at it from a different way. You're the only man I know who has every cell phone that was ever manufactured. No, I mean, wasn't it true that some company called and said, we accidentally sent you the prototype since you were the first one to buy it? Can we have it back? it was a way to look cool, but hang a piece of crap on your bed.
Wow. Yeah.
So if you have something crazy like Steve did, we're looking for videos. I bought a piece of crap. My gadget warehouse, it's something that you just don't want to part with. I invented this or my favorite gadget of all time. Make a little 2 or 3 minute video like Steve did. Post it on YouTube and send us the link to the video. It goes to GizWiz at twit.tv. And new. At least for about the past 2 or 3 months, you get crap back from us when we show your video.
You're going to get, I don't want to tell you what it is, but you're going to get my used gadget from today just for sending us a video. But I'm not going to tell you what it is. That's coming up in a minute. Before we do that, let's talk about Ting. Now, this is that phone you just saw is the one phone you probably can't use with Ting. Ting is a cell phone company that makes sense. The no BS cell phone company. Ting makes it simple. No contracts, no early termination fees. And look at this. 98% of everybody would save money with their mobile phone from Ting. It's very easy to figure it out. If you use the savings calculator, bring your current cell phone bill and enter in the numbers, then play with Ting to calculate the savings. You'll be very impressed. You can buy a phone from Ting. You can bring some Sprint devices because Ting's on the Sprint network, which means they work great if you've got great Sprint coverage. And you can also get used phones from Ting because they understand that one of the ways you'd like to save money is on the phone up front. So let's give you an example right now. What do you say? The nice thing about Ting is you can have as many phones as you want on a single shared plan, which makes it great for families or small businesses. Let's say it's a family of four. We've got four phones. We're going to have 1,000 minutes of talking shared. And I'll tell you why in a second. It doesn't matter what you pick. But just to give you an example, let's have 2,000 messages, 3 gigabytes of data. All of that, merely $110 for all four of us. That's the monthly bill for a family of four. That's probably a quarter of what you're paying right now. But here's the beauty part. You never pay for more than you use. At the end of each month, Ting adds up the minutes, adds up the texts, adds up the data, sends you a bill along the lines of these numbers right here. There's no penalty for using more. You never pay for more than you use. That's unheard of. So let me go through this again. No contracts, no early termination fees, no bundling or ride-along services, no overage charges, no penalties, no add-on charges. You get voicemail, caller ID, you get tethering, you get hotspot, you get three-way calling, call forwarding, all free, no add-on charges. You're basically getting exactly what you pay for, and I love that. Unlimited devices in a single plan makes it great for a small business. They have a very powerful online control panel that you can see exactly what's going on with your account minute by minute. Fabulous customer support. You call them during business hours. A real person empowered to help you will pick up the phone. You never get put on hold. And, of course, help.ting.com is great. In fact, you can visit it right now to see the forums, the help ticketing system. They've got video startup guides and tutorials and a whole lot more. Ting really is doing a better job of cell coverage. And of course, in fact, I just got a tweet from somebody who got his HTC One on Ting. He says, I have never been happier. I am so thrilled. So visit Ting, find out which devices you can bring along. There's a link there. You can pick a used or brand new cell phone. They've got the top of the line phones, you bet. And we're going to give you a special deal on your first Ting device, $25 off if you visit gizwiz.ting.com. gizwiz.ting.com. Dot com. Somebody in the chat room said, you know, usually, Dr. C says, usually getting what you paid for is a negative connotation. In this case, and that's really what's wrong with the cell phone business, isn't it? In this case, you pay for what you use, not one penny more. And I love that. Never a penalty. A ting. Visit gizwiz.ting.com today. They're really great. All right. Are you ready for my gadget of the week?
I am ready, Leo. We're turning it over to Leo's House Oh Crap.
This is a Jeff Needles special. Slimming, I don't know what he's trying to tell me, sauna shorts. Wow. So here they are, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, wait, are they as seen on TV?
Oh, yes.
Oh,
and, you know,
okay.
Here's the beauty part. One size fits all.
How do they do that?
49 inches to 70 inches. Who has a 49-inch waist? So one size fits all. Let's see. Oh, yeah, yes. I bet it does.
and they're attractive, too.
Let me put on my sauna shorts here. And, one size definitely fits all.
Yeah, I think one size fits the entire staff.
I think Lisa and I could both be in this. All right, here we go. This, by the way, is what you're going to get if you send us a video. Leo's used sauna shorts. Now, they've used Velcro quite creatively here to give us a fit that just lasts and lasts. All right, that goes there. Here goes here. This goes, I don't know where.
Wow. Not too tight, or you'll be sticking in a very high place.
Okay, now I'm ready to work out. And the extra heat generated by the sauna shorts are going to make those pounds just slip away, along with my pants. Well, there you go. And by the way, the beauty of this is, as you lose weight, you can make these suckers tighter.
Wow.
let's compare. Let's compare. This is the way they look. This is the way they're supposed to look, apparently.
Oh, maybe I'm doing it wrong. Maybe that's supposed to go here, and this is supposed to go here. Does that look better?
Oh, that's getting there.
What's this lump here? Oh, dear. I mean, that's it's supposed to go.
No, I don't think they go over your head.
What's this go? Okay, so this goes here.
Yeah.
You know, you really... Okay, here's a little tip. Save the box so you know how it goes on.
Yeah. Yeah, let's
see the box. Here's the instructions. Here we go. Okay. This item may emit a distinctive harmless smell.
Mm. Oh, my God. It's the same thing that my neck extender was made out of. That was the opening line to the neck extender.
They really ought to put that in the ad copy. This item may emit a distinctive harmless smell when new that will gradually, and it does, I could tell you, it will gradually disappear over time. Step one. Oh, see, I should have read this. Unfold the item and loosen all three hook and loop fasteners.
Oh, there you go. There are instructions. How cunning.
I don't see any three hook fasteners. Okay. Here we go. Step one. It's all Velcro. All right. That's step one. Good thing. This thing is huge. Okay. Step two. Wrap the item around your waist.
That's good.
They don't really say.
Any particular way?
They don't say how, but I'm going to assume it's this way, okay?
Okay.
Oh, see, they can't say the word Velcro, so that's what hook and loop fastener means. It's Velcro. All right. Step two, around your waist, like that. Okay.
Now it's looking normal.
Now, yeah, now it looks good.
Okay. Now, fasten the hook and loop fasteners around both thighs as indicated for a snug fit. Well, they're back here. Maybe this is supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
There.
Oh, that's nice. That's a very nice hook.
What's this supposed to do? I don't know. Okay.
Are those suspenders or?
No, I think it's. I think it's a bow tie. I think they go with the.
Yeah, I think you might be right.
They're like that.
There you go. Oh, it's a bra.
No.
Oh my word!
It's almost like good for your back. I feel like Count Chocula. So, for your comfort, wash this item prior to using, and wear over an undergarment. Wear it over an undergarment.
An undergarment.
It says hand wash or dry clean. Oh, I'm going to bring this to the dry cleaners.
Yeah, right.
Do not machine wash. Do not bleach. Do not iron.
Do not wear. Do not send back.
Adjust to my weight loss. Well, I feel, you know, it's good support for my neck. There you go. Sauna
what's
shorts.
What's the name of this item?
The Slimming Sauna Shorts. Say that three times fast. Slimming Sauna Shorts as seen on TV.
Okay. Do we know how much?
We're looking at $18.17.
Oh, okay. $18.17? Who made that up?
I don't know.
Okay. Is that on Amazon?
Only 16 left in stock.
Oh, they're going fast.
Oh, my word.
That's on Amazon, yeah.
Word. Okay. Swimming sauna shorts.
Seems I just feels that there should be another way of doing this. I don't. Oh, I could wear this for a barbecue.
Oh, an apron.
There you go. The slimming apron.
I think what we're realizing is these are actually quite versatile.
Yeah.
They're made to fit any person or thing
in any way
you would like.
Or any group of people.
Well, that's the beauty of Hook and Loop fasteners, aka Velcro, is any part of this will attach to any other part of this.
You look like an old farmer.
Okay.
Very, very good.
Kind of looking like a wrestler.
Yeah. This fits in so well with my gadget warehouse.
It really does.
All right. Well, in that case, let's take a walk through the city of Manhattan, up the beautiful tree-lined streets, the dog poop-free sidewalks. Look over there. It's, I don't know, Ivana Trump giving a tour of the city to people from Portugal. It's beautiful. It's a wonderful summer day. A time to visit Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
They're geeky and they're goofy. Together they are loopy. When gadgets pass away,
yeah.
He takes them out to play.
Oh.
In Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, the gadget guy, Dickie D.
Well, Leo, it is so funny you putting that garment on in so many ways because it could not be more perfect. So I was at the gadget warehouse and
Oh, Dick, I beg to differ.
Yes.
It could be more perfect.
Okay.
But anyway, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
So I have a gadget. It's not actually a gadget. It's an item of clothing.
Yes.
It's something that men wear.
Okay.
It is from the company Bike. You know.
Oh, yeah. Bicycle makes jock straps.
Okay. Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly. So this is from Bike, and it's a man's wideband supporter.
Okay.
So obviously for the packaging, for the box for this device, they can't really show a man wearing a jock on a box that has to go on store shelves. So they decided to get a guy who looked like a jock, and for some reason this is the photo that they chose. So, is that the most fun?
No, hey Dick, he's not wearing the jock strap on his head.
I know he's not.
It looks like it.
That's exactly right, because they
but that's actually wrestling headgear to protect your ears and your chin, apparently.
Exactly. Yeah. But they picked that it's the same color as jock. Every time
this
package to someone, they go, "What are they kidding?"
I know. And the funny thing is, that's Glenn Campbell. So I don't even know how they got him to do that. Because as far as I know, he was not a wrestler.
That is very funny. So the thing is, I said, I wonder if Spike is still around. So I did a little.
Oh, yeah.
No, they're not. bike is not around.
Okay.
But they keep a thank you goodbye website.
Really?
And I love it because it says thank you for your support. And it really should be the other way around. We should be thanking men, at least, should be thanking them for their support.
I'm actually sad to hear that bike is not around anymore.
Thank you for your visiting bike.
They own jockstraps.com, by the way.
Do they? Okay. Well,
oh, no, jockstraps.com owns it.
Oh, okay. Okay. And I thought they had sold out to Russell Athletic.
Oh, is that what happens? Yeah, bike. If you go to bike.com, you'll get Russell Athletics. Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Okay.
Wow. Well, that's not an inconvenience, and I think they should sell bike.com. That's got to be worth a few bucks.
Boy, that's got to be worth a lot.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Hey, this is great. It's actually got pockets.
Yeah. That is not a weight-losing thing. That is a great functional party garment.
I think I've found a great use for it. And look how good you look from the back. That's what I think really...
That's nice.
That's really going to sell it.
You know, you could carry a New York Times back there. That's good.
There's lots of room.
Yeah.
Somehow I feel like this is probably not how you're supposed to wear it, but it just seems to work for me.
I think it does.
Yeah.
I think it
It's a look. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the time of the show where we like to play the letters jingle. Oh, and now a letter from our viewers.
Give me a second here.
That's my favorite
letter
one.
Letter is from Chris Grabowski, who writes, "Hi, Dick and Leo. Great show, guys. I wanted to comment on the first alert smoke alarm you guys talked about on episode 1429.
Yes.
I wanted to say I am totally blind. I have one of the older models of these smoke detectors. I did purchase them for the voice alert feature. I must say, having it announce the location of the hazard is great.
Yeah.
But having it announce the location of a dead battery is just as good. It will say, replace battery in living room. Okay, so I can go replace the battery in the living room.
I think that's
as Leo
great.
Says.
It just drives me. And he's blind, which means he probably has better echo location than most. He can probably hear better and he still can't find it.
Right. Well, that exactly. That's why he was saying that Leo said you can never
find
the correct smoke detector when the battery's dying. So he likes the fact that it announces where the battery has to go. So Chris Grabowski, and he runs a website called mysticaccess.com, and it is a website for visually impaired people to help each other.
How neat. That's really great.
Yeah.
Thank you, Chris. By the way, my balls are really expanding. So
oh, good. Yeah. Well, you know what? Then loosen that thing. Oh, I'm sorry.
4 hours in one of these, and they swell.
Yeah, that could happen to anybody. Well, just us guys.
No, anybody can use this fine device.
Oh, you're right. You're absolutely
yeah.
right.
Let me just fire another ball at you. Oh!
That is somewhere over there.
You can hear it land, can't you?
Whoa.
Let's see. I'll aim it right at the camera. I don't know where it's going. I have no idea. It seems to go over there for some reason.
I don't know, but Myra's under the desk.
All right, Dick, that's it for this show today.
Don't forget the What the Heck Is It winners
brand new
are
contest.
Up.
Wait a minute, I got to go see.
Yep.
Gizwiz.biz. Yep. Oh, I went to Ting instead. Okay, hold
that's
on.
It's okay. In the meantime, I want to tell
oh, Lord.
Let's see here. All right. What the heck is it? There we go.
Oh.
Okay. So that's the new game.
Oh
here. First, should we reveal the old one?
This is exciting, yes. Dick. First, I want to look at this. Okay. Oh. What is this? What were those?
It's
a can lock.
It's can lock. So it slips around the tab that holds. That after you pop the can open, and then you can slide it closed to keep insects out.
This is a very specific problem.
Yeah. Well, it is. It is. Actually, it also actually helps keep the fizz in the can because I do use these guys.
You do use these. Huh?
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, Leo, my favorite answer was, we got great answers. Clip-on mouse ears. Put it in a water bottle. It'll let water flow through but keep the ice from hitting your teeth. Snowshoes for dogs. But a guy named Pizza Grew said, you slip one of these under your horse's hoof. Yes. So your horse remains level.
I hate it when you have a tippy horse.
Yeah, when your
I
horse is
that.
At a, yes, if
That's
your horse
terrible.
Is on an incline.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah. So now you can play the new What the Heck Is It, which is the September-October game.
Oh, man, this looks like something, but I don't know what.
Yeah, that's
so familiar looking. What is that?
Yeah.
Could be a light of some kind or, I don't know, a tongue?
I cannot offer
It's
any?
A baby's what? Oh, it's a baleen whale, says John.
Oh.
I don't know where what he's smoking. But anyway, all you got to do is go to gizwiz.biz, and you see there's 12 magazines autographed by Dick for the right answer, 24 for the best cute, silly answers. And usually you go a couple months, so we have to the end of October, till Halloween.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, and you'll be playing for December Med.
God. Yeah. Somebody says Donald Duck's lip balm.
Could be. Send that in. Send
that's
it
good.
In.
That's good. I
you
like
know,
it.
We might pick
that. You got that, Vince. That's yeah. That's yours.
Claim it fast. Claim it fast. And, Leo, we have
it's
Myra
a Pringles
and I have
dispenser.
Picked.
I like that. One at a time.
One at a time. October 20th, by the way, the 4th annual GizWiz meetup.
Ooh.
So if you're interested, same website, gizwiz.biz. Click on Dick's Login blog and find out all about the meetup. We play games and we give away crap.
Very nice. Very nice.
Join us.
That gizwiz.biz is the website. And Dick DiBartolo joins us every Saturday afternoon. You stop by for the Giz Fizz, which is great.
Yep.
And right after the radio show.
Yeah.
So this weekend, we're going to pre-record three Giz Whiz segments for the radio show.
I think you're doing Scott this weekend.
Scott's this weekend. You're next weekend.
Exactly.
But that means we'll be a little late on the Giz Fizz, but not too much, half an hour.
Yeah, we'll do a shorter Giz Fizz.
Shorter. You don't have to be shorter. There's nothing else going on Saturdays. It's just you.
Okay.
You own that time slot. And then, of course, Tuesdays, right about, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern time, we do the show.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, Dick. Well, I'm just going to
We don't have the guest host yet, right, for when you're away?
I think Chad is going to do a couple.
Oh, Chad's great.
I mean, in talks with Father Robert and with Chad.
We're in talks with the priest.
That's right.
Oh,
what, do we have to converse? We have to, like, negotiate this?
We have to congregate.
He doesn't have to wear this thing.
No, right. No.
I'm just going to see if I put a little water in here. If I can make margaritas, I don't know. It just seems like that would help kind of jumpstart the sweat. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
So it might start bubbling, though, so be careful.
Yeah. This is how you make elephant toothpaste. Pour it right. Whoa! Woo-hoo! Dickie D, thank you so much for being here. Thank you to our producer, Jason Howell, to the late, great Jeff Needles, who saddled me with his fine gadget.
Quite literally.
We'll see you next time on the Giz Whiz. Bye-bye,
I'll
Nick.
Be here.